You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. It's high noon in the District of Columbia, and right now, caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Lee Bryce. What you know about that tour, 2025. Thursday, October 23rd at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That's right. Get your Lee Bryce tickets right now. I am fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Ike Reese. Of course, you can listen to him on WIP in Philadelphia every afternoon from 2 to 6. Ike, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. Ike, you there, dude?
Yeah. Hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
All right. JP, big bro, what's up, man? Hey, listen. I haven't updated my iPhone. I'm just saying. Listen. The pay is good, but it's not as great as it is down there for you and JP. I'm just saying.
I doubt that.
I need to update my version.
Nah. I know who you think you're lying to.
You can listen to Ike every afternoon on WIP in Philadelphia. Of course, a Pro Bowler in his career playing with the Eagles, dealing with B. Mitch. It must have been wild. I asked our producers to see if you were available today because I think there's two really specific things I wanted to ask you about. And
okay.
I want to start with, which is a crazy timeline, Nick Sirianni gets a contract extension. The dude has been to two Super Bowls and won one in the last 3 years. Like, hell yeah, he gets a contract extension. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But this time last year, people were calling for his head.
Yep.
Yeah, that's life in Philadelphia. Yeah, that's how it rolls, man. It's not easy coaching here. It's not easy being the star player here in this town, especially if expectations aren't met. But I also know how great it is when expectations are met. And that isn't just necessarily in championships, right? We've been fortunate over the last decade to win a couple, but this town isn't littered with championships. So a large part of their sort of undying love and support and respect for the key figures in this town is how you go about your business. Now, for a player, that's how much effort do you put in? How much do you care? Like, these types of things matter to the Philadelphia fan. And for a head coach in this town, winning ultimately matters, but there's also a connection there that has to be made between coach and the city. And it usually comes from the coach sort of understanding where the city's passion comes from and where their desire to want to win comes from. And sometimes that is misplaced in criticism, harsh criticism, calling for your job. But the coaches that have been able to navigate that mm-hmm. and sort of turn that around, those are the coaches that have been successful here. And I'll tell you, B. Mitch Noe, he played here for a short time. I've been here since 1998, so we're talking 27 years now that I've been here. There hasn't been a coach that's come here that's had any sustainable time here that hasn't gone through that roller coaster with this fan base. And Nick has gone through it, and I think he's come out on the other side for the better. And I think fans are starting to at least be able to appreciate his approach, his method, his ideology. More importantly, how he gets the best out of his players. And that's ultimately what matters to us as fans, is does he get the best out of his players? And he's proven that in his time here as a head coach.
I think the small group of fans who act like idiots the most time, they give the rest of the fan base a bad rap. And that's what I picked up because, hell, I was disliked for 10 years. Went there for 3 years, and you would think I played there my whole career. You know, because they hold you accountable. And I think Nick, he when he made that mistake and he came back to try to change it up a little bit last week going after the fans, he knew at that point, because if you go after one, the rest of them are going to stick with the fans.
Yep.
And I think by winning on top of that and apologizing changed the people's mindset for him.
Yeah, I think holding yourself accountable, and he said that at the time, his sort of intentions may have been in the right place. And I think ultimately when that shook out, check this out, ultimately when that shook out, it really was him going back to a fan that he had an earlier conversation with, and really he went back in validation and saying, I told you we would run the ball and we would get the win. How do you like it now? Like it was really more one of those things versus being combative with the fan. But the optics are really what matters, and we know how that goes. But to your point, he acknowledged that's probably not the best way to go about conducting yourself as a coach, as a head coach in this league. It's not probably smart to be viewed as you're going back and forth with your fans, because that's what gets played Monday on ESPN all day long, and it's just not a good look regardless of what your intentions were. So sometimes, and this is why I love him, he wears his emotions on his sleeves, and sometimes his emotions can get the best of him. But I watched this guy from the time he's gotten here, and he has grown as a coach who had never been a play caller, who had never been a head coach at any other time in his career. In this city, under the circumstances in which he took over as a head coach for a Super Bowl winning coach and a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz, who no longer wanted to be here. And so he didn't know where his organization was headed at that time. He's grown from that year in 2021 to where he's at now. And we've gotten a chance to watch him grow. So I think some of those things he has in his DNA, his dad was a coach. I think his brother's a coach, and his brother played ball. So he sort of comes from that family tree of sort of how to understand and knowing how to work his way through it. And the biggest thing that I've come to learn and appreciate with him, I think, B. Mitch, you would too, as players, his players love playing for him. Like his players have always come out in the worst times and defended him. And you know, 2023, when things weren't going well down the stretch, some of the key figures, the Jason Kelseys, the Fletcher Cox, the Brandon Grahams, these guys, the A.J. Browns, they stood out there for him and supported him as a head coach. And man, who would have thought that a year later that he would have been hosting a Super Bowl trophy? I certainly did not expect that. And, I mean, last year more than any other year, he proved what his value is as a head coach here, because he had to navigate some early stuff in that year. Last year wasn't just a cakewalk to the Super Bowl title. They had some things they had to get through early in the year. We spoke early in the year about that last year.
We did.
And I didn't know how it was going to turn out. And boy,
you know, I, I think what happened with him, like, he's done some stuff, and I know I can use myself as an example. If I'm on a team against you, you don't like me. If I'm on a team with you, right. You love me. And I think he's done some stuff. He's done some stuff that makes people not like him, even some people in that city. But what you just said caught my attention. He wears his feelings on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. That's what Philadelphia does. So I can't understand why they get mad at him.
Hey, JP and Brian, listen. It's like you got to look at yourself in the mirror. That's what it is. We see that reflection of ourselves. We're like, hold on. So instead of embracing that, sometimes we don't like the sort of raw emotion that comes back from the players and the coaches. And he's not the only one. We got a couple guys on the team the same way, man. Like it's navigating the sort of raw emotion and sort of the unfiltered responses at times with this team. Honestly, as a fan base, I think this has really tested us as a fan base. And we've come to appreciate these guys because quite frankly, it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to actually back it up. And they backed it up and actually won a Super Bowl here. So when we get the outspoken player or the player that will come back at us as the media or a fan base, we're less critical of those guys because it's like, if nothing else, they win. They've earned the right to come back at us at times when we're critical of them, even if we don't like it.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ike Reese. You can hear him afternoons on WIP in Philadelphia every afternoon, 2 to 6. Of course, played 7 years for the Eagles, 2 years for the Falcons. Ike, the other thing I...
Was that call intentionally or not?
No, that wasn't intentionally. I talked to D-Hall yesterday about you, man.
I can appreciate that call. It was well placed, though. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He knows what he's doing, man. if you want to give Ike a follow, you can. It's Ike58 Reese, R-E-E-S-E. Of course, Ike joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, Ike, I think getting Sirianni's deal done was always going to happen and was clearly the correct move. The other big news, I think, that is directly impacted for the Eagles is the tush push. And it sure looks to me, I'm not in Minnesota this week, but I've been to enough of these meetings. The way Green Bay has revised the language in this proposed rule change sure looks like they did what needed to be done to get this thing finished. What do you think of the league trying to come at the tush push?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh man, I am. We've had this conversation up here.
I imagine.
In Philadelphia. Yeah, ongoing from the first set of voting, and then when we realized that, hold on, they're going to table it and bring it back up a month or two later. So since that point on, we've been sort of bracing ourselves for the news that would come down either today or tomorrow that this will probably be banned. So we've sort of been trying to talk our way through it. There's different stages of trying to get through this. Some of it is anger, resentment, bitterness that we feel like, you know, everybody is trying to attack the Eagles and weaken what we do well because of whatever reason, because we just won the Super Bowl. And so they feel like it's an unfair advantage, all these sorts of things. You got to sort of work their way through that. Me personally, and I said this long before we ever won a Super Bowl, I said this years ago when we were discussing this. It may have been the first year I may have really talked about it was the year they went to the Super Bowl in 2022 when they didn't win it against Kansas City. But that may be in the year that it was first really talked about from our standpoint. As a defensive player, I've never been in favor of the play. I'm just being honest with you. I've never been in favor of the play as a defensive player. I think it's an unfair advantage for defensive players. I've been on record of saying that. It's not very popular here with our people here in Philadelphia. Because
so it's not.
Yeah, it's not very popular. It's not the popular opinion. But, you know, it's my honest opinion. So
sure.
That's just how I feel about it. But I also understand from an Eagles fan perspective, which I am also, that it's a play that was being run within the rules of the game. It's not an illegal play. We did it better than most teams. Some teams have tried to do it. Buffalo has been a team that has been successful with doing it. I've seen Baltimore do it a different way by using Mark Andrews at times as the quarterback and pushing him. So I've seen other teams do it. They're just not as good as the Eagles are. And so I get it from our fans' perspective that we feel like you're taking something away from us that's an advantage for us, that's well within the rules. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. And if you kick up enough dust about something, they'll change the rules on the fly, whether it makes sense to us as fans and people who follow the game or even us as players, they'll change rules, whether it makes sense to us. So for whatever reason, there is something behind the scenes brewing that people – may not be in favor of this play, and it looks like they're going to get rid of it. Here's my thing as an Eagles fan. Here's why I don't get as emotionally charged about this, because I don't think we need it. I don't think we need it to be successful. So it's a great play to have, and we use it to our advantage, and we take advantage of it. I get that. But taking it away, in my opinion, is not going to change who we are as a football team.
Mm-hmm.
We draft big offensive linemen. We got big interior linemen. Our quarterback is very strong from the bottom up, right? So like, those things aren't going to change. And as far as I'm concerned, we'll still be able to get a yard if we need to get a yard. Like, that's the way I look at it. So I'm not as emotionally outraged by it as some of our fans may be, just because, quite frankly, I don't think we needed to be successful. I think we took advantage of it because it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sitting here feeling like this is what the success of the Eagles hinge on, is the tush push. Guess what? Y'all still going to have to line up against this midnight green and beat us. Like, that's what's still going to have to happen with or without the tush push. That's why I'm at. See, that's why I'm at as a Super Bowl champion right now. That's what I feel like. That,
but no, I liken it
right now.
I liken it to the people that are asking to reseed the playoffs. If you are the better team, then the rule could change. You still should be the better team. You know, whether you're in somebody's stadium or in your stadium, if you're the better team, win. Don't be the best record, lose, and then complain about, oh, we should have had a home game. No, you played that way, you would have lost any damn way.
Well, listen, Washington proved that by going to Detroit.
I said that earlier. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that, B. Like, in football, it's the one sport, it's not a series, so it's not the best of seven. You got to be the best on that day, and if you don't bring your best that day, then you're going home.
Yep.
You're going home, whether you're already at home or you're on the road. Your season is going to be over with. Your season is going to be over with. So I get that as well, B. I think the NFL sometimes could be its own worst enemy by trying to make everybody happy. Right? It's like when they hear something being complained about or what have you, then they and if it's enough people complaining, they're going to say, okay, you know what? Let's go in here and change the rule. They've even changed rules one year and then changed it back the next year. Like they've done that before with the NFL.
They're already looking to change the onside kick rule again.
Again.
Which I still think
it's an advantage for some people. Like when we had David Akers, David hit that thing into the ground. It goes up 25 yards. You think you can fair catch it, but you can't.
But the rule change they're considering now, so you're only allowed to call for an on, because you have to declare you're doing it, right? You're only allowed to do it in the fourth quarter. Now they're preparing, or at least discussing, allowing that you could go for an onside kick at any point in the game as long as you're trailing. The giant problem, my biggest quarrel with the change to the kickoff rules is the surprise onside kick is one of the most exciting plays. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I mean, everybody remembers the Saints in the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hey, JP, you talking to two guys right here. We got some memorable plays with that surprise onside kick. Man.
Right.
We know how much of an advantage that was for us when actually it was a surprise. It's not even a surprise anymore. You got to tell everybody you're running an onside kick now, so it's not even a surprise. But, yeah, John Harbaugh was a man. He was a mastermind at that, man. And we seemingly knew when to run that at the right time, except for the one year in 2003 when against Parcells, he was ready. We tried that the opening game. He took it back for a touchdown. Somebody on the Cowboys, somebody on the Cowboys took that back for a touchdown in 2003 against us. It worked out for us.
Hey, Ike, last thing for me. What do you think about the proposed rule change to have NFL players in the Olympics doing flag football?
Love it. Now, listen, I don't know who's all going to participate in this thing, but I love it. I'm a big fan of flag football. My kids played flag football growing up. I understand people who may be concerned about certain risk or what have you that could come, pulled hamstrings, stuff like that. You know, these guys are training in the off season anyway. I know it's not as intense as it would be in the Olympics if you're trying to get a medal, but man, if to see football on that stage, the Olympics, flag football, and depending on, you know, which quarterbacks would be willing to come out and participate, and next thing you know, if you get a quarterback out there, then you know his receiver is going to want to be out there. So that, I think it's something good. And once people get past the fear factor of it, I think it's a great sport. I love to see it on the Olympic stage, especially when you're talking about Summer Olympics. We need other things to sort of intrigue us to watch the Summer Olympics. Once you get past the gymnastics and track and field, I mean, what are we watching the Summer Olympics for? Michael Phelps isn't in there.
You're not
anymore.
Into the breakdancing?
So, not yet. Boy, oh my goodness. We ought to replace that immediately. That might be the worst. Well, that's the worst thing.
I said she didn't break dance. She broke the dance.
Man, I don't know if they could have did anything worse to the culture than adding break dancing to the Olympics, man. That was bad. But yeah. Flag football, I'm all in, man. I'm all in for it.
Ike, thank you so much for making time, man. Always appreciate talking with you.
You know, I appreciate you guys, man. Right. Take care, big bro.
Take care, man. All right, bro.
That is Ike Reese. Give him a follow at Ike58Reese, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. And if you ever want to check in on Eagles Nation, throw on Afternoons with Ike on WIP. WIP is a wild place, man. That is a wild place.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.